Let's do a recap here. A recap. What have we learned through this process of decoding, rightly dividing the word? First thing you learn is that you're a sinner and you deserve hell. Second thing you learn is there's a way of escape. Jesus made a way. Third thing is you escape by faith alone in the finished work of Jesus. And then after that, you become a child of the Most High. And then what happens? You start to grow. And you learn that the Bible is your food and your meat and your sustenance. And it's a sanctification process, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes the cycles of time. And so what did we learn? Because you're in the flesh, you're still under the flesh blue sky. You're still trying to be good enough, you know. A lot of times you get saved by faith, knowing you can't be good enough, and then you fall right back in to try to be good enough because it's encoded in the human so much, it's hard to escape that habit pattern, that way of thinking. You live that way your whole life. 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever, however old you were when you got saved, you lived in a system of trying to be good. When there's none good, no, not one, the Bible says. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none good, no, not one. If you committed one sin, you committed them all. You're guilty of breaking the whole law. So after you get saved, you try to be good enough, because that's all you knew. And then you find out it's not about being good, it's about keeping short accounts, and it's about renewing the mind. And as you renew the mind, you start to think right, and if you start to think right, you start to act right, because your belief system or your doctrine determines your behavior. So when you renew your mind and you start to think right, you start to act right, because this is a 3D act, the book of Acts, scripture, your script, script's your. It's a 3D act, and it's repeating every day. And the reason it repeats every day is because you messed up yesterday, so you get another chance to do it right today. Again, 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 and again is against. So the same battles that you faced today or yesterday, you're going to face tomorrow until you get it right. Then you graduate to the next level of understanding. You move from glory to glory to glory to glory, from state to state to state to state. You're not really moving. The hologram is moving around you. Everything's a projection of the cross. And so the sanctification process is you have to go through it over and over. You have to go around the mountain until you get it right. Jezebel comes after you. You have to fight. And then you realize it's not about fighting. It's about resting. You don't have to fight Jezebel because Jezebel's already lost. You don't have to fight a legalist because the legalist already lost. You don't have to fight a perfectionist. The perfectionist already lost. You won. Perfectionism is impossible. To be perfect, you'd have to be Jesus. You can't be perfect. You find out the harder you try, the worse you get. The harder you try to live the Christian life, the worse you get. So how do you live it? You rest. You let Christ in you do the work. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can't do it in your own power. You never could. And so walking in the Spirit is not following some kind of rule. It's just renewing your mind into truth. And as you get more truth, you enter into more love, because the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself, and you pretty much hate yourself till you get saved. The reason you hate yourself is because you're evil. Your heart's evil. You don't know that you hate yourself, but you do. After you get saved, you learn to, hey, if God loves me, why can't I love myself? You know, why can't you do right? If he gave you a parameter He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, the Bible says. If he's given you some parameters to stay in, when you stay in those parameters, that means you love yourself because God loves you. But when you step outside those parameters and you do stuff you shouldn't do, which is unhealthy, you don't love yourself, because why would you do unhealthy stuff to yourself? That means you don't love yourself. How can you love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself? You see what I'm saying? So you learn that it's not rule-based. You also learn that it's eternal security, because if you could lose your salvation, how do you get it back? Then you'd lose it again, get it back, lose it again, get it back, lose it again, get it back. See, those who teach that you can lose your salvation, they think they're perfect. They think they never mess up. They think they've already arrived. Why are you still here? This is a sanctification process. If you have already become perfect, why are you still here? You should have been translated like Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not. You should already be taken out of this place. This place is a cleansing place. It's to cleanse you. It really is. It's a birthing to your next state, but it's also a cleansing. Why are you here? Is it purgatory? Sometimes it feels like it, but it's not purgatory. It's that's a Catholic doctrine. What it is you're in a cycle, and you go through the same. You face off with the same stuff. You messed up last time. Can you make it this time? Have you renewed your mind enough to face off with that situation or that person or whatever is happening? Can you face off with it and tell yourself the truth? Are you going to believe a lie and go back into the loop-de-loop downward spiral and believe the gaslighting that you're telling yourself? The whole system's gaslighting you. And so, are you gaslighting yourself? That's the question. If you know the whole system is a lie and you've been believing lies, that means you're gaslighting yourself. So, if you quit gaslighting yourself and tell yourself the truth, what happens? The truth will set you free. As long as you tell yourself lies, you're staying bondage, right? The truth will set you free. But as long as you want to believe the lie and be bitter and in unforgiveness and live in the past and have hatred and have the flesh mind rule and the world, the flesh, probably you're ruled by the world system. As long as you're ruled by the world system, you're believing a lie. But when you stand on the word and believe what God says, then you've escaped. You have the truth. You're free. If you believe lies, you're a slave. If you gaslight yourself, you're a slave. If you're gaslighting somebody else, you're a slave, because you're not loving your neighbors yourself. If you're lying to your neighbor, that's why Apostle Paul said, lie not to one another. He says, lie not to one another anymore. Don't lie to each other anymore. That's your old, that's not who you are. Everything's been revealed anyway. Why lie? It's the whole thing. Everything's been revealed. It's encoded in everything. If you're contradicting yourself, it's a lie. People know when you're lying. You might think you can get by with it, but you can't. Because when you start to contradict, nobody believes you. Nobody believes Amber Heard. I love Johnny, but I'm trying to kill him. You don't know what love is, Amber. Why are you trying to hurt him? Why not just walk away? And he tried to walk away and you wouldn't let him. It don't make sense. It ain't adding up. And so if you get up every day and you eat, right? You want health, right? You're trying to survive and be healthy. And then you do something that's contrary to health. You're destroying your own, you're contradicting. We've all done it. I didn't know that sugar was a poison. I thought the body will heal itself, but I'm telling you, sugar is your enemy. You need 25 grams. I don't know if it's milligrams or grams. I can't remember. But 25 grams of sugar for your brain, and you can get that through a little bit of bread or an apple or a banana or whatever, a couple of bananas. Or if you eat some dark chocolate, a little piece of dark chocolate every day, you'll be shocked at what happens. If you eat a little bit of dark chocolate every day, the green becomes green, the red becomes red. It's like the dullness goes away. It's like it's sharp. It blows your mind that food can affect your body like that. Sugar, I mean, the carbs. Carbs will mess you up. The pyramid's upside down. The pyramid of the whole system's upside down. Works, levels, ranks, grades. To rise up, you got to be good enough. You got to follow this. Well, the pyramid's upside down. God is, what is God happy with? His son. How's he happy with you? Faith in his son. It's not about how good you are. Are you trusting in Jesus? Are you relying on Jesus who holds it all together? Recap. Eternal security, once saved, always saved. Recap. It's walking in the Spirit, not rule-based living. Keep short accounts. Renew your mind. Recap. Notice the word recap. What is a cap? You put a cap on your head, right? A covering. So when you do a recap, you're covering the stuff that you talked about or you learned. Time is not linear. Recap. Time is not linear. Every day is the same. You're in a Genesis 3 repeat every day. Every day, every moment of every day is the flesh versus the spirit. You're in a recap. You're in a fractal hologram. The same story is happening everywhere at all times in everything. 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, the same story of the cross. What happened at the cross is the story, his tori, his cross having to do with his cross. His cross, what happened at the cross is what this whole history thing, recap, the whole system, the noise of the system's trying to keep you blind and stress you out and get you to lose your focus. Everything that happens to you is for your betterment. All things work together to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Everything that's happening to you, all the objects which are object lessons are hitting your eye gate, your ear gate, you're being affected. They're hitting you to bring you back to your senses. All the objects are hitting your five senses to bring you back to your senses. Because everything is a derivative from the spirit plane. Jesus spoke it all into existence. So everything's a derivative from the unseen, and the unseen appears and hits you so that you focus on the unseen. Because you start to ask questions. Why is this happening over and over? Why'd this happen? Why is this happening? And you start to see a pattern. You say, oh, there's something going on. There's an unseen force going on. And so all the labor pains, like Paul said, he says, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. The Bible says you know all things in Christ. The Bible says he's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. The Bible says he holds it all together by the word of his power. The Bible says that God made all things through Jesus. So Jesus is the archetype of all things. The greatest carpenter, the greatest architect, the greatest archon, the greatest ruler, the greatest leader, way above Moses, way above Daniel, way above the Apostle Paul. Way above Solomon, way above David, way above any man or character in the Bible. Because everybody has a glitch down here, but when you see him, you'll be like him, and all the glitches, all the idiosyncrasies will be gone. People can get on your nerves because everybody has a weird idiosyncrasy that gets on your nerves, most likely. Especially if you're in a marriage and you're rubbing shoulders every day for 30, 40 years. No wonder there's so much divorce. People don't really have real, they think the grass is greener on the other side, and it's not. It's never. It's always, you're actually going to reflect back. What you were reflecting back before, you're going to reflect back again. Unless you grow. What's the recap? The biggest recap I want to get out to people is the human's kind of dumb. All we really know is cut, turn, union, and flow. Anything outside of cut, turn, union, and flow would be too much for us to handle. And that's why everything you do is either cutting or turning or union or flow. There's really nothing else. Show me something besides. Show me something you're doing. I don't care if it's math, science, physics, yard work. I don't care if it's gardening. I don't care if it's a doctor. I don't care if it's the smartest person in the world. I don't care if it's a writer. Show me something outside of cut, turn, union, and flow. You can't do it. You only do four things in this world. And when you finally wake up to it, you'll realize God is cutting you. God is turning you to bring you back to union with him so that you can flow in the spirit walk. There's nothing else. It is finished. It's done. And so when some of these professors and these teachers that try to, some guru tries to make you think you haven't, you need something special, some kind of mushroom or ayahuasca drug or some kind of chemical, it's all ridiculous. You got everything you need right in front of you. The truth is always right in front of you. All you have to do is ask. Lord, what is going on? What's he talking about? Cut, turn, union, flow. Look each word up. A lot of times cut and turn are used together. And sometimes cut, turn, and union and flow is happening all at the same time. Let's say you hang a picture on the wall. You take your screwdriver and you take the screw and you turn it. And as you're turning it, you're piercing the sheetrock. And as you're piercing the sheetrock and turning the screw, it's being unioned with the wall. And as the screw turns, it's also flowing at the same time. A lot of times it's all happening at the same time. And if you try to think outside of those four things happening at the same time, it's almost impossible. I don't even think it's possible for the human right now. You would have to, if you could think outside, okay, so if you had cut, turn, union, flow all happening at one time, just like you take a sheetrock screw and you screw it into the wall to hang a picture or something. If you can add another variable it's going to be extraterrestrial, above human understanding. There's nothing else. I didn't spend 10 years decoding that to not talk about it. And you might say, what are you talking about? It's pick anything. I don't care if you're building something. I don't care if you're cooking. I don't care if you're chewing. I don't care if you're digesting. When you chew your food, you cut it. You turn it over in your mouth. It becomes a part of you, the nutrients. You become a new tree. And then you can flow. You have the energy to flow. Cut, turn, union, flow. Cut, turn, union, flow. There's nothing else. You know all things. You know more than your pastor right now. If you understand that, you know more than your pastor. You know more than your professor. You know more than CERN. Can you hear that music? The lady just pulled up behind me. The flush creature. The flush mind. She's got to get her attention, right? The flush creature always wants attention. They'll never point to Jesus, but they'll only point to themselves. Why does the flesh creature point to themselves? It's all about me, 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 me. Selfie, facey, Facebook. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Why do they always point to themselves and they never point to Jesus? Because that's all they know. So just like I said, you can't think outside of cut, turn, union, flow. They can't even think outside of the flesh mind into the spirit mind. You have to feel sorry for them. They're lost and they're hell-bound. They can't even spiritually hear anything you're saying. They think you're saying it in pride, or they think you're saying it in hatred or anger, or they don't really understand that you're trying to pluck them out of Babylon. So, anyway. That's a recap. I think what I'm going to do is tonight, I think I'm going to download all my audios to a DVD or to the hard drive. Might be too many to send on a DVD. I might have to, if somebody wants all my stuff on a hard drive, maybe a thumb drive. I'm not really sure how much memory it's going to take. I can just download it all to a thumb drive or a hard drive, and you can, everything will be on there, and just ship it to you, you know. Because they're not going to stop trying to censor. They're always going to try to make censoring even worse, you know. It's just the way the devil works. He wants to shut down the truth. They're jealous of your freedom, and because of that, they don't want you to be free. They're slaves, so they're trying to yoke up with you to make you a slave, to project their slavery onto your freedom, and to steal your freedom and flip your identity with them. They're slaves, you're free. So what's their goal? To flip their identity. That's witchcraft. All flesh creatures are in sorcery and they don't even know it. They're witches and don't even know it. Because they're trying to steal your identity and project their identity onto you. Project their world view onto you and steal your worldview. But they can't. They don't have the power. A witch has no power. A warlock has no power. The only time they have power is if you believe that they can cast a spell. The only way a spell works, if you believe it. The only way a spell works, if you cogitate what they're saying and you turn it over into your mind and then you just reflect back. If one of them says, I'm going to cast a spell, you have a flat tire. So you're sitting there talking about flat. Think about, oh no. Job said, the thing I feared most came upon me. Oh no, I'm going to get a flat tire. Or you're going to get a flat tire. It's whatever you're focused on. But instead of thinking, why not think, oh, I can be preventive maintenance and keep my tire from going flat. I can have a working tire. Instead of thinking, I'm going to have a flat tire, I think, no, I'm going to have a good, even if it goes flat, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to have the tools in my trunk to fix it. Anything like that. If they try to say, you're going to be sick, well, I'm going to be healed. I'm going to figure out how to be healed. I'm going to do preventive maintenance so I don't get sick. And if I do get sick, my body, my immune system's strong. The witch has no power. The only power that they have is the power you give them. They live in a Tor network. The King of Tyre, it took me a long time to see this. The King of Tyre is the king of the flesh. So when you walk in the flesh mind, it's a spirit realm. And so your thoughts are spirit. So the King of Tyre, when you have a fear, the King of Tyre knows it because it's not of the kingdom of God, it's the kingdom of the devil. So a fear is the wrong kingdom. Love is the opposite of fear, right? Love is the true kingdom. Fear is the negative kingdom, the Antichrist kingdom, the kingdom of light versus king darkness. If you get this, you solved your problem. So if you're walking in fear and worry and doubt, you're in the kingdom of darkness. Your mind is in that kingdom. And the King of Tyre, the King of the tares, King of the flesh mind, he knows what you're thinking. But if you're in the spirit walk, he doesn't understand that kingdom. If you're in love, joy, peace, they can't even see you. If you're in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, and you, whatsoever things are true, lovely, good report, think on those things. If you think on the good things, they can't even see you. Notice I didn't get mad at the lady behind me. I even said I feel sorry for her probably. I think, what did I say? The flesh, I said, the flesh creatures, they don't know how to point to Jesus. And you feel sorry for them because they're going to burn. And then she cut the music off. Like really short after that. I got the door open. So when you step into the flesh mind, you're stepping into the kingdom of darkness. And if you step into the flesh mind, they can read your mind. And so what happens is, the devil and his fallen angels, they will possess a person to come over there and harass you with that fear or do something in the kingdom of darkness to reinforce that fear or that doubt or that worry or whatever it is that's negative because you stepped into the wrong kingdom. Instead of staying in love and truth, you stepped into worry and fear and doubt. Instead of being in faith, love, and truth, you stepped into doubt, fear, and worry. They came to Jesus and says, you got to pay taxes. You're trying to put a fear dart on him, right? He said, go over there and fish and grab me that fish. And there's going to be a coin in that fish's mouth. Pay the taxes. Whose name is on that coin? Caesar. Give unto Caesar what's Caesar's. They couldn't put him in fear. They couldn't put him in doubt. They couldn't take him out of his spirit walk. Do you understand now? They're trying to put you into the kingdom of darkness in your daily routine, your doubt, your worry, your fear, your anxious, whatever it is. The kingdom of darkness can read your mind when you live and walk in that flesh mind. But when you walk in the spirit mind, they can't even hear you. And so you might say, well, how come blah, 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 blah? Because you created, it's a memory. When you were in the kingdom of darkness, you had certain ways of thinking. And so those ways of thinking are just habits of the old Adam. And so they appear, but they're not real. That's why I said it's a ghost. when somebody from your past shows up, it's just a ghost, not even real. When some kind of thing tries to repeat, that's not even who you are anymore. It's not real. It's like a ghost. It's a memory. And so the devil's stuck in time. He's stuck in cycles. He can only give you, he can only, let's say you had a problem with drinking when you were 20. So you got saved and now you're 40. And you have no problem with drinking. But why does somebody come up and say, you want a 12 pack? You're not even thinking about it because it's the devil trying to, it's the devil. He's stuck in the cycle. You've already overcome the drinking. You're not out. You know, AA will say, you're always an alcoholic. No, you're not. You're a saint. You're not addicted to alcohol. You're addicted to Jesus. You're addicted to Christ. You're addicted to God. So those memories and those past things that you're not even, it doesn't even bother you anymore. The devil only brings it up because he's stuck in time. He's stuck in the repeat. You're growing exponentially. You're not stuck in the repeat. You're growing. In the inner man, you're growing. You might still be stuck in the repeat down here in the natural, but your inner man's growing exponentially. But the devil, he's stuck in, not only is he stuck in the repeat, he's stuck in time, and his mind is, what's he doing when he goes, when he's bound for 1,000 years, what's he doing? He's planning an evil scheme. There's a Flash episode that just came out. The Reverse Flash is stuck in a cell, and he's planning his evil scheme. They're always scheming. They're wise to do evil instead of wise to do good. They're wise to do evil because they're schemers. Wile E. Coyote's always scheming. It is what it is, people. I just gave you the whole shebang. If you can just grab pieces of that, you'll start to get free.